Case number 10,704, Kenneth F. Spencer Sr., east of Abbey's Hill Road, 786 feet northeast of Cow Farm Road, being lot 3, a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Kenneth Spencer, 2504 Marion Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Okay. Can you explain to the board your request, please?
Okay. I'm proposing to build a post-frame building or a garage behind in the one back right-hand corner of my property. In talking with my builder, Mr. John Colburn, he's the one that suggested applying for the variance to move the building back and then over to the side a little bit. Without the variance, it would be extremely difficult to try to back my boat or put a car in a garage beyond in the existing home where it sits now. The reason for the garage in the first place is the storm of last winter, which just wrecked my boat. It just killed it. We've looked at, with my builder, different possibilities of trying to turn the garage to try to back around a corner, and it would just be extremely difficult. Mm-hmm.
Sir, how come your barn can't go over farther? Is there something in the way of it? Why can't it go to the left more in the center of your property?
It can't. That's a part of my uniqueness portion. The home placement is according to wherever the plot plan was at the time, and it can't go over to the left anymore because my well is right there.
Okay.
And then on the right-hand side, just to make it the lot narrow, we have these large pine trees, which started out being real small. Well, they had this tendency to get really big, so now the bottom branches are all 12 to 13 feet, making a lot appear smaller.
So there's trees on the other side of your property, on the left side of your property?
The trees on both sides. And if I tried to do the garage on the left-hand side of the property, then our septic system all is in the front yard. I don't want to really try to relocate that or make a new entrance drive.
Okay.
You have a large boat, sir?
On the trailer, it's approximately 26 feet.
26 feet. What else would you be using the pole barn for?
Occasional storage of our vehicle, car, when we're down there. Hope to retire down there soon. Well, my wife and I have lived there as a part-time vacation residence for about 23, 24 years now. The nicer it gets, the harder it is for me to get her back to Newcastle.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
How far will this proposed barn sit from the home?
That's the one measurement I didn't write down on my little drawing. Looking at my little drawing, I'm going to estimate it's about 20 feet from the back of the home, which would make the turning angle really sharp to try to jiggle a trailer around in there. Mm-hmm. And that's having the builder try to put the garage door as far to the right as he can.
Gable end would be facing forward.
Pardon me?
Gable end would be facing to the front property line and rear property line. your roof will be going down to the side property lines?
No, I think it's going to go front to back.
Okay.
Front to back with gutters on it off to the sides.
No other questions.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have one letter of support from my neighbor directly behind me.
Okay. There, please. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10704, as I don't feel it offers the central character of the neighborhood and a minimum variance to grant relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McKee and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10704. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes, will I receive a letter or something?
You can come to the office in the morning, tomorrow.
Okay.
You'll receive a letter, but you can call the office in the morning. But you will receive one. Okay?
Thank you.
Case number.